If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, we are in the season of giving. I know it's October, it's Halloween time, but for most of us who are crafting and making, this is also the time we need to spend making things for others, okay? So I have done this in the past. It's mostly usually for my kids, but if you are a quilter or a crafter, I thought I would hop on today and we could just talk about, this is a little fluffier, but I just think we should talk about how now is the time to start thinking ahead if there's something you're going to make, especially if you're making a quilt, okay? So you quilters know this. Those of you who don't quilt know that, or maybe don't know, that we've got to get the quilt done, which depending on if you're a fast or slow quilter, I just interviewed Melanie Collette and she says it takes her a week to make a quilt. She's very precise. She pins everything together. I'm kind of a sloppy do-it-as-you-go quilter. Like, I love making a quilt in a day. Like, if I can make a quilt in a day, I'm like, there. I'm there for that quilt. So depending on the length of time it takes you to make a quilt, maybe you're someone who likes to take a couple weeks or even a month and really like get your quilt done. Then you've got to send it to the machine quilter unless you are doing it yourself. And machine quilters generally have some time out, like because they have so many quilts ahead of you. So if you really are considering making a quilt for somebody, then now is the time to be thinking and making those things, okay? And I think there are so many great patterns out there depending on who you're making it for. Baby, kids, you know, all the good stuff, okay? If you are a paper crafter, and those are the two types of people I tend to address the most because those are my two passions and loves. If you're a paper maker and you've got to make cards for the holidays, I actually suggest you start thinking through that now. Kind of figuring out how you're going to get your cards done, how you're going to set things up. If you are someone who likes to make the villages and all that other good stuff, I know it's mid-October, so you can decide if you want to still make Halloween stuff. I usually am still making Halloween stuff all the way up until October 31st. And you can see, if you're on YouTube, you will see, if you want to see them on YouTube, youtube.com/KarinaGardner. You can see I've got my Halloween mansion behind me and some other Halloween things. I usually switch that out for season, although usually most of the year my gingerbread house is up. So if you are still in the Halloween spirit and you want to make some cool Halloween projects, there are so many out there, including my own, that you can get either for free if you're one of my VIPs or through Ink Club if you are in that membership, which we try really hard to give you hundreds of dollars worth of goodies in a single month for a very, very low payment. So we love doing that for you, especially because we've got that community piece and we're doing giveaways. It's just a really fun way for us to hang out with you as you're crafting. So we love our Ink Club members. And then, of course, you can do it through one of my stores, which is really fun. Okay, so paper crafting takes a while. This is about around the time, too. I would say like November 1st-ish is when I start going haywire on the Christmas stuff. So if you are thinking about Christmas or you want to do some crazy big projects like the ultimate gingerbread house, or maybe you love, you want to do a Christmas village, or maybe you want to do some Christmas cards or Christmas ornaments. There's so many things you can do when it comes to paper crafting in the holidays. It's insane and so much fun. I mean, I love this time of year. Just for all the warm activities, just like cozy up inside and being able to sit down and quilt or sit down and hot glue the most amazing holiday projects. So I just want to challenge you, if you are starting to think about gifts, if you're starting to think about what you want your Christmas to look like to start, or your Halloween even, to start now. I know that we're halfway through October and this season just goes so quickly, you guys. It goes so quickly. So enjoy it. Hug all your kids, hug all your parents, get cozy and really live in the present during this time. Sometimes I'm not paying attention. And I've started to clear out my calendars in the evening so that I can make sure I am hanging out with the people that really bring a lot of joy into my life. So I do have to make sure I'm getting the stuff done during the day that that needs to happen. So, all right, you guys, I hope that you're thinking about it. I hope you're also having an awesome Halloween. You guys know you can catch up with me on Instagram at Karina Gardner and at Karina Gardner Paper Crafts. Those are my two, my fabric feed and my paper feed. And if you want to find out more about Ink Club, you can go check out our Instagram feed for that, and that is Ink Club Creative. We would love to see you, especially during the holidays. We just have so many fun things coming on. We have guest posts. It's just so, so fun. All right, guys, I will see you guys soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.